From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Pat Jones, who along with her husband provided the initial donation that led to the development of Missouri's popular Katy Trail State Park hiking and biking path, has died. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources says Jones died yesterday. A cause of death was not disclosed, and she was 93. Jones and her late husband, Ted, were nature enthusiasts who donated the $2.2 million that allowed the state to acquire the MKT Railroad Corridor and develop the Katy Trail. The 240-mile-long path opened in 1990, months before Ted Jones's death. They contributed to many parks projects, too, so many that a park near the confluence of the Missouri and Mississippi Rivers north of St. Louis is named after them, the Edward, Ted, and Pat Jones Confluence Point State Park. Outgoing Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill contends Republicans are in a quandary over the Texas judge's ruling that tosses out the entire Affordable Care Act. A judge said last Friday that Congress's decision to get rid of the act's requirement that all Americans purchase health insurance kills off all other provisions. That includes the act's mandate that insurers must cover people with pre-existing conditions.
Some of them say they want to protect pre-existing conditions. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with doing that in isolation, because once you do that, if nobody has to buy insurance, then people who have pre-existing conditions are going to be priced out of the market.
McCaskill, a Democrat, lost in November to Republican Josh Hawley. He has praised the judge's ruling. Missouri Governor Mike Parson says he wants to enact a law that would enable the state to collect millions of dollars of new tax revenues from online sales. Parson told the Associated Press today that he wants the legislature to take advantage of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that gives states the ability to collect sales taxes from out-of-state retailers who sell items to their residents. The Republican governor says the new online sales tax collections could generate between $100 and $150 million annually for the state, though he emphasized that those are only estimates. The online sales tax proposal will be part of Parson's agenda for the legislative session that starts January 9th. Parson says he also will be emphasizing workforce development and infrastructure funding. Prosecutors in the St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office have voted to join a police union. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that prosecutors, along with investigators, voted by secret ballot yesterday to enter the St. Louis Police Officers Association. The association did not release the vote count, and the St. Louis Police Officers Association only represents St. Louis City police officers. The vote comes just 2 weeks before Ferguson attorney Wesley Bell takes over in January as the St. Louis County's prosecuting attorney. Bell defeated longtime prosecutor Bob McCullough in the August Democratic primary. Bell, who ran on a platform of criminal justice reform, is the first Black person elected to the office. Outgoing Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill predicts that the public will demand changes in federal election laws to end the rise in campaign spending by secret donors. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis notes that a record amount of outside money was spent this year.
Outside groups spent more money in Missouri than the combined spending by McCaskill and her Republican rival, Josh Hawley. Many of those groups got their money from unidentified donors, known as, quote, dark money. McCaskill, who lost, contends that Congress or voters will soon take action.
I'm confident it will happen. The question is, how long will it take? This is really the first cycle that it was so dominant, the outside money.
Outside groups spent about $77 million in Missouri. Only Florida's Senate race saw more outside money. I'm Joe Manis.
The number of priests or religious brothers accused of abusing minors in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Jefferson City has risen to 35 with the addition of two new names. The Columbia Missourian reports that the two names added over the weekend are Don Green, who has died, and Mel Lahr. The diocese says Lahr was removed from the ministry for a, quote, credible allegation of violation of the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People. The initial list of 33 names was released last month. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says on its website that three publicly accused priests still aren't included. One of those was assigned to Our Lady of Lourdes in Columbia in the mid-1980s and later convicted of sexual abuse in Illinois. For some, the holiday season is the most wonderful time of year, but for many, it's stressful. Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman spoke with a psychology researcher who shared tips for coping with that stress.
The holiday season can remind us of people who are no longer with us. And for those who are lonely or associate the holidays with bad memories, it can be particularly difficult. That's according to University of Illinois psychologist Sanda Dolkos. While it's hard to avoid being exposed to things that trigger those negative holiday memories, she says those who are struggling can benefit from staying busy.
Just involving in simple activities that people enjoy, like exercising or volunteering, creates positive emotions that very likely just short-circuit the negative thinking loop.
At the same time, Dolkel says it's best to not totally suppress bad memories. Rather, focus on certain details of the past experience that don't cause emotional distress. I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.
I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.